I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Is this the best Matthew Stafford's ever played? All the years that he's played with the Rams and all those great years in Detroit, this is like peak Aaron Rodgers, like 25 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions. I think this is the best he's ever played.
How could you ever like such a thing? We need proper play-by-play broadcasters, and we'll just call the play with dignity. Mendoza drops back to pass. Complete. Touchdown, Indiana.
That's what you people want. You don't want excitement. No, you want C-SPAN.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe. Nick Kostos' bad British accent. Totally forgot I did that yesterday on the show. Great job by Bill Zimmerman putting it in the open. Sorry to any of the our English listeners that I may have offended yesterday with that impression. I thought it was pretty good. Our crew and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, the Dallas Mavericks fire Nico Harrison. About 9 months too late. I mean, somebody could have gotten pregnant, carried the baby to term, given birth, and that is the length of time in which Nico Harrison should have been fired by the Dallas Mavericks. I guess better late than never. But never late is better. Nico Harrison fired today by the Dallas Mavericks. We will discuss the timeline of events that led to this firing of Nico Harrison, where the Dallas Mavericks go from here, and if they can salvage the season. And I'm being serious when I say this. Why Nico Harrison might have gotten done dirty by Dallas Mavericks ownership. That is coming up later in the show. We will also break down a magnificent Monday night in the association, Because while Eagles and Packers was going on, like a lot of people thought that game sucked, I thought it ruled. We'll get to it. Full breakdown of the Eagles and Packers coming up in moments. We had incredible finish after incredible finish in the association. Andrew Wiggins buzzer beater against the Cleveland Cavaliers is like the Miami Heat culture back. It might be. Desmond Bane was born in darkness. Drilling game-winning three-pointers against the Portland Trailblazers to cost me bets. And how about Cade Cunningham? If at first you don't succeed, keep shooting the damn basketball. 46 points on 45 shots as the Pistons win yet again. We'll get into the Eastern Conference. It is wide open. And why the Philadelphia 76ers might just be screwed once again. Three tremendous guests will join us today on the show. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth. I'm going to ask Stink, who should the next Giants head coach be? He better not say Antonio Pierce or like Steve Spagnuolo. I'm not interested in those conversations. Stink will join us at 5 o'clock Eastern. Matt Moore, Action Network, Locked On NBA, Buckets Podcast, 6 o'clock Eastern, talking all things association. And the whale capper, Drew Dinsick, his bets in the NBA and early bets for the coming week, week 11 in the National Football League. And in the Power Hour, the final hour of the show, Femi and I will bring you all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And to paraphrase Frank Sinatra, Femi and I are talking before the show. And it won't be regrets, but a word that rhymes with regrets. Bets. We've got a few. And hopefully our bankroll will not meet its final curtain tonight. NBA, college basketball, including the battle in the Bluegrass State. Is that what they call it? Kentucky and Louisville, we can't wait for it. Going to give you all our bets for NHL, NBA, and college hoops to close the show, as per usual. But we officially start Terrific Football Tuesday with Monday Night Football. Eagles, 10. Packers, 7. I saw a lot of people last night on social media. And this is not going to be an instance where I say, like, you people should be ashamed of yourselves. I guess it's an okay opinion to have. Like, I just happen to disagree. It's just one of those where, like, you know, you could watch a movie and some people could love it. Some people could just like it. Some people could dislike it. Yeah, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. A lot of people last night thought this game stunk with the Eagles and the Packers. Did it feature brain-dead decision-making on both sides of the ball with both teams? Oh, it did. Did it feature offense that was, for the vast majority of the game for both teams, offensive? Oh, you bet your sweet bippy it did. But it also featured tremendous defense on both sides, and I just loved the drama and the theater and the spectacle of a night game, primetime, Lambeau Field, two of the best teams, at least two of the best teams coming into the game. I think only one remains in that conversation now for potential best teams. But I absolutely loved this football game last night. I couldn't get enough of this football game last night. I was so into the football game that when Desmond Bane sinks that game-winning three-pointer and I lose my bet on the Portland Trailblazers, nary a negative reaction from me because I'm so locked into the football game. And obviously, my bet on the Philadelphia Eagles did not exactly hurt in my enjoyment of the game as the Eagles win and obviously cover on the road in Green Bay. And we're going to get to the Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll talk about Philly's game Sunday night against the Lions as, I mean, the NFC is big time taking center stage this weekend. Rams, Seahawks in the late slate in the afternoon. Eagles, Lions on Sunday night. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, on Monday night, we get the real best team in the NFC taking center stage. The Dallas Cowboys against the Las Vegas Raiders. What a joke! I mean, you want to talk about from the penthouse to the outhouse. Here's Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. Eagles, Packers. Now you get to call another Cowboys clunker against Geno Smith and the Raiders. God! Can we do better with the Monday night football games? Please. So we'll get to the Eagles, we'll get to their game on Sunday against the Lions, but we've got to start with the 5-3-1 Green Bay Packers. The word that I kept using yesterday and at the end of last week when on this show, Femi and I are giving our bets for the game. At the end of last week, I'm doing all my media interviews. We're talking about the game here on the show. And I keep getting asked, like, how are you betting this game? How do you handicap it? Eagles and Packers. And the word that I kept using to really pound my point home was trust. I trust Jalen Hurts. I trust, maybe I shouldn't, but I do. I trust Nick Sirianni. I trust the Philadelphia Eagles. And going into last night's game, I can say, and the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in my bankroll, because I bet the Eagles last night. I did not trust Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, and the Green Bay Packers. And my question now for everybody, because, and look, Femi liked the Packers in the game. He's far from the only one. A lot of people liked Green Bay. It was a smooth pick, the winner of the game. It's not a lock that the Eagles were going to win. But coming out of the game, I'm still seeing like really smart people that I respect, and I mean that sincerely, and I don't claim to have all the answers. I can be wrong. I think I'm right on this. And it's like rejecting the evidence of your eyes and ears. Like, you just watched this game, you've watched the Packers this whole season, and people remain convinced that, like, this is actually still a Super Bowl caliber team. What are you watching? Better yet, what are you smoking? And can I have some? Because it seems like it's really, 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 really good. I don't know how you trust this Packers team. I don't know if you have, if you can put the trust right now in the head coach, if you can put the trust in Jordan Love. And there's so much bad to go around. You know, I like to say the, Confessions Part 2 by Usher is the song that gets all the headlines. Confessions Part 1's an absolute banger. And we paraphrase the line all the time. Everything that we've been watching is all bad. It's all bad for the Green Bay Packers. And that's not totally fair, because the defense did play really well last night. But from a coaching and an offensive perspective, everything that we have watched is all bad. It's all bad. The offensive line is terrible. Terrible. Not below average. Terrible. Can't open up enough holes in the run game. Can't protect Jordan Love. And Jordan Love's got his own issues. And we'll get to Jordan Love and how disappointed I am in Jordan Love. But they can't count on this offensive line. Tom in and out of the lineup. Banks has been in and out of the lineup. Jenkins now on IR. He leaves the game yesterday. They've got to shuffle the offensive line. Jordan Love looks like one of the penguins from the movie Happy Feet in the pocket. It is absolutely brutal from the Green Bay Packers. This offensive line, you cannot trust it. You can't trust this offensive line moving forward. No way, no how.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let's talk about these pass catchers for Green Bay. And the pass catchers are actually indicative of my thoughts on this entire roster. And if you'll recall, in the summer, when Femi and I are talking about, you're breaking down each team. My thing on the Packers was, they've got a lot of good players, maybe even very good players. I want someone to show me the great players on this roster. Now, to be fair, they traded 2 first-round picks to Dallas, and they got a great player in Micah Parsons. Not exactly like the greatest effect on the game last night from Micah Parsons, but they did get their great player in Micah Parsons. And this pass-catching group is emblematic and symptomatic of an issue for this Green Bay Packers team, 1 through 53 on the roster. You've got some good, maybe even you've got a very good player, maybe. Honestly, you probably don't with Tucker Kraft out. You've got a bunch of guys that are just guys. Jags, we call them in the NFL world. JAG does not stand for Judge Advocate General like it did on that CBS show back in the day. No. This is JAG, just a guy. And the stars of JAG, just a guy, are names, oh yeah, built for Hollywood lights that should be on the marquee. Names like Bo Melton. Names like Malik Heath. Names like Romeo Dobbs. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? We don't have to ask that question because his guardian cap is so big, you could see it from outer space. Same with, here's Savion Williams. I would rather, if I were a Packers fan, pour myself a glass of Sauvignon Blanc and drink some white wine straight to my dome and get drunk and forget about watching the Packers on offense. Then here's Savion Williams on a pop pass gaining 1.5 yards before he's brought down. What is this? Luke Musgrave with Tucker Kraft out. Here's Luke Musgrave. Like, he should be, with that name, he should be a country music singer somewhere. Tight end for the Green Bay Packers? Christian Watson. Give me Sherlock Holmes instead. Like, what's happening with these pass catching? What's happening with these pass catchers? They've got like 8 of them. They all play, and none of them are good. None of them are good. This is like back in the 80s, you had the cartoon show Voltron, when you had all these robots who at the end of the episode would form into one big-ass robot called Voltron to fight the bad guys. This is like all these wide receivers form together, and you get some like broken down piece of junk. Where if you could combine, you know, the best of Malik Heath, and the best of Bo Melton, and the best of Romeo Dobbs, and the best of Dontavian Wicks, and the best of Christian Watson, is it even 75% as good as one A.J. Brown? And A.J. Brown doesn't even get the ball! It doesn't matter! These pass catchers are terrible! They're awful for the Green Bay Packers. I never thought, imagine how bad it is, how down bad you have to be for me to say this and have it ring true. They need Jaden Reed back like they need air to breathe. Jaden Reed. Not Justin Jefferson. Not Ja'Marr Chase. No. Not Jaxon Smith-Njigba. No. Not Puka Nacua. No. Jaden Reed. You know, Mira's brother. What a disaster for the Green Bay Packers. And I'll tell you what. We ain't done flaming this team. We haven't even gotten to the two biggest culprits. The tap-dancing quarterback and the head coach on tilt. We will do that and more next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.